puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsborough is back for Abandoned Manitoba, starting some controversy this morning, I think, Gordon.
Might be, you know. We've discussed many forms of abandonment here on Abandoned Manitoba, but to my knowledge, we've never talked about a sport being abandoned. Yet, I would say it's arguable that the vaunted sport of curling, which traces its origins here to the very early days of Manitoba, may be on the verge of abandonment, if the trends we're seeing continue.
When did curling begin here?
It's generally agreed that Manitoba's first curling game was played on the 11th of December, 1876, in a new indoor rink on Annie Street here in Winnipeg. But it's likely that outdoor curling, you know, probably on frozen over lakes, rivers, it must have occurred much earlier than that. In 1881, it became formal when the Granite Curling Club, so named, by the way, because its curling rocks were made of granite, started curling in a makeshift rink on Lombard Street that had high wooden walls and a canvas roof. So not particularly well suited to keeping people warm in the depths of winter. Sometimes referred by curlers as the Mother Club, Granite was one of seven curling clubs that in 1888 established the Manitoba Curling Association, the umbrella group for the sport. But it wasn't known as that at the beginning. It was known at the time as the Manitoba branch of the Royal Caledonian Curling Club. The club organized Manitoba's first provincial curling bonspiel at Winnipeg in March of 1889, by which time there were 12 affiliated clubs. They were located at Brandon, Carberry, Morden, Portage-la Prairie, Stonewall, Stony Mountain, Verdun, and, of course, Winnipeg. But what may be interesting to some listeners is that they also had a member from Edmonton as a member of the Manitoba Curling Association, I guess because they didn't have one there, as well as Keewatin in Ontario, what is now part of Kenora. And when they had that bonspiel in 1889, they had participants from as far away as Wisconsin and southern Ontario.
So a promising start, but your introduction suggests that the present state of curling in Manitoba is a little gloomy. Why?
Right. Well, I had the help of Rick Mutton. He's a keen historian of curling in Manitoba. And with his help, the Manitoba Historical Society has compiled information about 28 curling clubs around the province. We have the details about when they were formed, what rink facility they used, and the names of some of the club executives through the years. All of this information is on our website. The information on clubs in rural Manitoba, well, not quite as complete as for Winnipeg, but what it does show us, I think, is it doesn't present a picture of a thriving sport. Of those 28 clubs that we've documented, 12 of them, 43%, have closed. And in fact, six of them in the past 20 years. Now, in the situation at four of the Winnipeg clubs in particular struck me as significant, and we'll talk a little bit about them, starting with a club that used to occupy a very historic site.
Where was that?
The Grain Exchange Curling Club, established in 1928 by a group of Winnipeggers connected to the grain trade. They built a clubhouse with six sheets of ice in 1948. It fronted on Fort Street, immediately east of the Fort Garry Hotel and south of the Manitoba Club. It was on the former site of Upper Fort Garry, where arguably Manitoba was founded with the Red River Resistance of 1869-1870, of course, with Louis Riel. The club remained at this location until the building was sold in 2008. And it was sold to the Friends of Upper Fort Garry, so the site could be turned into the Upper Fort Garry Provincial Heritage Park in 2010. Now, the Grain Exchange Curling Club still existed, though, and they operated for a little while longer. They rented ice at other clubs to play, but that only continued on till 2011 when the club quietly folded. You know, and this suggests to me that the club was not doing well. Otherwise, why not build a new facility? But they didn't.
You mentioned four clubs. What's the second?
That would be the West Kildonan Curling Club, established in 1919. And it operated at various sites in the north side of Winnipeg until it settled down in 1938 in a three-sheet clubhouse on Inniskillen Avenue. It expanded to five sheets in 1952 and upgraded to artificial ice, 1958. The lounge was renovated in 85, a new ice shed built in 1993, and they bought new curling rocks in 2002. Now, and all of this sounds like a sign of progress, right? However, declining membership ultimately doomed the club, and it folded at the end of the 2017 curling season. The clubhouse and its other assets were sold, and the money was distributed to several charities. So at least something productive came of it. They made a donation of $100,000 to the Winnipeg Foundation and Seven Oaks Hospital. And finally, in 2018, club members celebrated its history with a closing dinner called The Last Rock.
So the West Kildonan Curling Club had been around for a really long time.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, and in fact, depending on how one defines it, almost 100 years. As I say, it was established formally in 1919, but it actually had been operating sort of less formally a couple of years before that. So, yeah, it operated nearly a century. Even more historic, though, is the Thistle Curling Club, which I hasten to point out is still in existence. So lest anybody think that I'm talking about another club that's gone, no, Thistle's still with us. And as far as I can tell, maybe I may be wrong, and somebody who knows the sport history better than me will take me to task over this, but I think after the Granite Club, it's the second oldest club in Manitoba. It was formed in 1887. It had rinks all over the place in the first few years. It had a clubhouse with five sheets of ice, though, on Minto Street that it built in 1921. Unfortunately, that rink was destroyed by an arson fire in 2006. But instead of building a new facility, the club used the insurance money it got to buy an existing curling rink on Burnell that had belonged to the Valor Road Curling Club, which was dissolving. In early 2023, you know, just a little over a year ago, the Thistle Club announced that it would merge with the Deer Lodge Curling Club out in St. James and sell their former Valor Road Clubhouse. And again, this doesn't strike me as the actions of a thriving club, but of course, you know, maybe one that is slowly declining and is trying to stabilize its operations as best it can.
The Granite Curling Club has been in the news recently, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. In late February, the Winnipeg City Council approved the rezoning of one of the club's two parking lots so that that site could be occupied by an 11-story affordable housing complex. You know, and it does beg the question of where those curlers are going to park when this happens. And, you know, in my mind, it calls into question the viability of the mother club. The reduction in parking is yet one more disincentive for people to curl there.
So why do you think the sport of curling is in decline?
Well, personally, I'd say it's yet another sign of the gradual decline we're seeing in formal organizations of all kinds. You know, whether it's a church congregation, fraternal societies, or a whole lot more, people today just aren't as interested in joining things the way they used to. But there are fairly recent articles in national media that have pointed to other problems that might contribute. One is a declining number of curling rinks where one can learn to curl and of course, subsequently to enjoy the sport. Two, curling has probably always been more popular in rural areas. So with rural depopulation, and that's, of course, happening really abundantly here in Manitoba, the growing proportion of urban Manitobans are simply less interested with curling. Three, the demographic of active curlers is growing older because they just aren't getting the recruitment of young curlers. Four, competition from other sports, especially ones that are perceived as faster moving and more exciting to watch by spectators. You know, not everybody wants to watch the rocks that slide down the ice and click on another one. You know, it's kind of like watching golf in some ways. Five, a perception that curling is the domain of white Anglo-Saxons. So the growing diversity of Canada's population works against the sport. And six, other recreational opportunities that compete with curling, such as online video gaming. And of course, a lot of people are going to yell, curling isn't the same as online gaming. Well, no, it's not, but it's just, it's ways to spend your time. And the reality, I suspect, is a blend of all of these reasons. So simply put, times are a-changing, and curling is feeling the impacts.
Do you think that curling will eventually be abandoned altogether?
I don't think so, at least not in the foreseeable future. But we will see, I think, a continued reduction in the total number of clubs as the places like the Thistle and the Deer Lodge Club show us, you know, they merge to remain sustainable. Hopefully, I won't get any hate mail from listeners as a result of suggesting this, that the Roaring Game, so named because of the sound the rocks make as they slide along the ice, may come to a whimpering end someday.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, if you want to start a fight among Manitobans, ask them what is the best place to get pizza in the province. Everyone, including me, has a favorite, and we tend to be passionate about our choice. So next week, we're going to talk about the arrival of this popular food in Manitoba, including a place with the tagline, "It's incomparable."
Thanks for this, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.